the church, I have to say the Church of England in particular, has completely adopted the values of the age and is incredibly bad at waiting. The church is just full of hustle and bustle because we can't bear to wait for God to give us what he's going to give us. We have to go out and make it happen because he's taking such a long time. And so our life in the church is just full of mission action plans and strategies and telling God that he's jolly well going to send us 50% more ordination candidates than he was in the previous decade, and he's going to do it by 2020. We bustle and we hasten, and we simply have lost the art of waiting. And yet we know that in life waiting is fundamental, to wait patiently, to wait well, to wait with anticipation, because we do spend a lot of our life waiting. There they are in the upper room today, waiting for God to give his promise. Scripture itself, the New Testament, has a particular image that recurs to describe this waiting, the church's waiting, and our waiting for God to give us his promises. It uses the image of waiting for the wedding feast. Notice how that recurs time and again. That's a very particular kind of waiting, because quite a lot of the time between engagement and wedding day is taken up with a lot of activity and getting a lot of things ready. But there comes a curious bit towards the end when actually everything is pretty much in place and everything is organized, and a time of pure waiting descends. I remember it very vividly in the days immediately before Jules and I were ourselves married. It's a waiting of enormous anticipation and of calm and of a joyful looking forward to an event that is itself the gateway to everything that lies beyond. That's the position of the church. We are waiting in that sort of a way. We're waiting for something wonderful, which is the way into something continually and yet more wonderful. And so we wait. The difference, of course, between the wedding couple and the church or the apostles in the upper room is that the wedding couple know the day, and Mary and the disciples didn't know the day, and we don't know the day either. We don't know the day. We know we have to wait with patience, singing songs, saying prayers, breaking bread together, and trusting that God is going to keep his promises. And even if we don't know when he's going to keep those promises, he is going to keep them. And he is going to bring us into his inconceivable joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.